The new man stands looking a minute to get the setup of the day room. One side of the room, younger patients, known as acutes because the doctors figure them still sick enough to be fixed, practice arm wrestling and card tricks, where you add and subtract and count down so many and it's a certain card. Billy Bibbit tries to learn to roll a tailor-made cigarette, and Martini walks around, discovering things under the tables and chairs. The acutes move around a lot. They tell jokes to each other and snicker in their fists. Nobody ever dares let loose and laugh. The whole staff would be in with notebooks and a lot of questions. And they write letters with yellow, runty, chewed pencils. They spy on each other. Sometimes one man says something about himself that he didn't aim to let slip, and one of his buddies at the table where he said it yawns and gets up and sidles over to the big logbook by the nurse's station and writes down the piece of information he heard. Of therapeutic interest to the whole ward is what the big nurse says the book is for, but I know she's just waiting to get enough evidence to have some guy reconditioned at the main building, overhauled in the head to straighten out the trouble. The guy that wrote the piece of information in the logbook, he gets a star by his name on the roll and gets to sleep late the next day. Across the room from the acutes are the culls of the Combine's product, the chronics. Not in the hospital, these, to get fixed, but just to keep them from walking around the street giving the product a bad name. Chronics are in for good, the staff concedes. Chronics are divided into walkers, like me, can still get around if you keep them fed, and wheelers and vegetables. What the chronics are, or most of us, are machines with flaws inside that can't be repaired. Flaws born in, or flaws beat in over so many years of the guy running head-on into solid things that by the time the hospital found him, he was bleeding rust in some vacant lot. But there are some of us chronics that the staff made a couple of mistakes on years back. Some of us who were acutes when we came in and got changed over. Ellis is a chronic, came in acute, and got fouled up bad when they overloaded him in that filthy brain-murdering room that the black boys call the shock shop. Now he's nailed against the wall in the same condition they lifted him off the table for the last time, in the same shape, arms out, palms cupped, with the same horror on his face. He's nailed like that on the wall, like a stuffed trophy. They pull the nails when it's time to eat or time to drive him into bed when they want him to move so as I can mop the puddle where he stands. At the old place, he stood so long in one spot, the piss ate the floor and beams away under him, and he kept falling through to the ward below, giving them all kinds of census headaches down there when roll check came around. Ruckley is another chronic, came in a few years back as an acute, but him they overloaded in a different way. They made a mistake in one of their head installations. He was being a holy nuisance all over the place, kicking the black boys and biting the student nurses on the legs, so they took him away to be fixed. They strapped him to that table, and the last anybody saw of him for a while was just before they shut the door on him. He winked just before the door closed and told the black boys as they backed away from him, "You'll pay for this, you damn tar babies."